Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Are you familiar with this Roy Orbison classic? All right, here it goes. Anything
you want. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm familiar with it. You've got your Roy Orbison CD, and Mama Jude has a copy of that, and she likes to blast this out. Damien Starr, many a night a week.
She's got great taste, I gotta tell you. She has great taste. It's a great song. And by the way, my version's,
much better.
An absolute classic.
Yeah, better than the real thing.
Textbook.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. You know, it's a funny thing, though. Eileen and I were lying in bed last night, okay? So it's been a COVID household here at the Leith household. We've all had our turn of getting COVID, except for Eileen.
She's the last woman standing.
She is no messing around with. Eileen's been in our company. No one's wearing masks around the house, but she is she's pushing it away. She may be superhuman. I'm not sure yet. The scientists are still doing the research, but it is a weird thing, though. Like, she's done rats all week. Yeah. Nothing has shown up. And I was joking around with Eileen last night. I was like, how come they never came up with a parody for COVID? Because no matter what symptom you get, you think you've got COVID.
It's true.
You'd be turning around and, you get a sore throat and, you know what, you got it. Yeah, that's it. You know, you suddenly can't breathe too well. Well, you know what? Eileen and I were joking around. We were going through every single symptom. You've got stomach cramps.
Oh, it's true.
You got diarrhea.
You're dizzy.
Anything at all, you've got it. But in Eileen's case, nothing. She hasn't got it at all.
Yeah,
anyway,
she don't got it.
She's relentless. She's done such an amazing job. But I turned over anyway, and I gave her a bit of a passionate kiss just before we went to sleep, as you do. I'm not over all the symptoms. And as I moved away from the passionate kiss, I sneezed.
Oh, great.
all over Eileen's face. And I said, hey, you know what? Talking about COVID. She definitely has it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yeah. I haven't done a hypo in a while. It's our hypothetical. Question of the week. And being a Monday, get your brain firing. We'll make it a rapid fire Monday.
Okay.
So three quick ones for you. Good to go, Damo?
I'm raring to go.
Right. Jade's good to go. Yeah. Okay. If you could become fluent in one language of your choice this instant, what would it be and why?
Mine would be Maori because that's what more than half of my family is fluent in, but I'm not because I was born in Australia and my dad did not speak Maori at home. So that would be the one language I'd like to be fluent in now because my cousins and that, when I go to New Zealand, everyone's chatting to everyone and I'm just sitting there going, well, not only am I the whitest person in the room, I'm also the person that understands nothing. That would be my language
and
for sure.
You're heading back
April, hopefully. Yeah, well, I've got to apply for citizenship now because that's the only way that I can get back into the country.
Wow, they're not letting you back. That's it. They know about you, Jade. That's the problem.
What I've
they
heard.
Know. They're like,
Damien,
don't let her in.
If you could become fluent in one language of your choice this instant, what would it be and why?
It would have to be the language of the dog. Okay, because my dog Billy. I want to be able to. I want to be like Dr. Doolittle. I want to be able to. When Billy's sitting there and he kind of looks at me and he kind of makes that kind of noise, I want to know what he's actually saying.
I don't know, but you're talking about how he keeps eating his own body parts. So
he's doing it right now as I speak to you right now. He's licking a part of his body that I can't even talk about.
I know, and you probably don't want to know that. Like, ooh, this is good. Ooh, Billy.
I'm going to do this every day. Hopefully this time.
Why, Billy? Because I can,
<That's>
Damien.
Right.
All right. If you could live in any sitcom, which one would you pick?
That's a tough one.
I would pick Friends. I think. Just because the Central Perk and that, and I think it was a '90s thing that I would wanted to be one of the Friends, and they always had a lot of fun and seemed to sort out any stuff that went on in half an hour. So I like that as well.
I was going to say
Seinfeld, but I think living in Seinfeld would be so frustrating if George Costanza was really your friend in real life.
It would be frustrating. There's no doubt in that. I'd like to be in 30 Rock. Have you ever seen that show, 30 Rock?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to be on the set of there, you know, working on a TV show. And again, same thing, you know, life's problems sorted out in 30 minutes. That's all you want. A lot of fun. It's chaotic.
And canned laughter intermittently
yeah,
as
yeah.
well.
All right. We need that.
Third and final rapid fire question okay. this morning for the hypo, our hypothetical. Okay. One night, your six-year-old child comes up to you and asks, how are babies made? How would you describe this in great detail?
Well, when a man and a woman love each other.
Oh, yeah. I would say, my answer would be very, very quick. I would say, ask your mother.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
And we're chatting about doing a runner, Damien. This nine-year-old is your new, nine-year-old in Brazil is your new pin-up boy.
Well, okay, I don't know whether he's a pin-up boy, but it is a bizarre story. This is not something we're encouraging any kid out there to do.
No.
Emmanuel Marquez de Oliveira. That's his name. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, close enough.
I hope it's not the poor unfortunate. Maybe that's why he ran away. No, look, it's he actually left his house, then he went to the airport. He got on an airplane somehow and managed to travel 1,675 Whoa. Miles from his hometown.
That is out of control. You'd be That's freaking insane. Out as a parent. The good thing is he was found and returned safe and sound. But I feel like a lot of kids go through this in their childhood where you get the poops and you're like, that's it. I'm running away from home. I remember I packed a couple of things and I went, I got it to the next block where my best friend Kate lived. And I went, I'm running away from home. And I said to her, I want to move in with you. Mama Jude watched me walk the whole way up there. And then Elaine rang her and said, Jade's at our house. And she's like, yeah, I know, I saw her. I think it lasted about 2 hours. And then I went back home when the street lights were on.
We've got our phone lines open this morning, 4275 1965. Let's go to Albion Park Rail. Morning, Lucy. When did you do a runner from home?
I was about 5 or 6, and my friends and I decided we were going to run away to the park at the end of the street. It was a Sunday night. We decided that the movie on Disney World or Disneyland was better than running away, so we stayed home and watched the movie instead.
Fair enough. I mean, it is quite a toss-up, isn't it? You got to run away or there's Disneyland movie.
Yeah,
that's a hard decision
that's
sometimes.
Right. And if you don't have a spare VHS to record it, you know you'll never see it again. It's not like these days where you can just get on Netflix.
Yeah, so. I know. So,
Back in those days, there wasn't even VHS.
Oh, well, there you go. Either watch it or you snooze, you lose. Sleep on a park bench or watch Disney. I would have chosen that too. Don't you worry about that.
Thanks, Lucy. Appreciate the call. 4275 1965 to get us.
In Tongara, but up at the top of Macquarie Pass as we speak is Kimmy. Kimmy, tell us about your running away from home experience.
I was 4 and I can't remember what I was annoyed about, but that was it. I was done. So there was a very strict rule, weren't allowed to cross the road, stuff like that. So I packed up the essentials, so good old Vera Elizabeth, my cabbage patch doll, went into a shopping bag.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I took off the road, wasn't allowed to cross the road, so I did laps around the block. So Mum just stood there watching me every 6 minutes go past the house. So I got tired, so I just sat in the front gutter for about 2 hours.
Jeez.
Well, oh, I love it.
You gave it your best shot. Look, I mean, that you were 4. You could only work with the tools you were given.
That's right. You kept the house rules, though, and you didn't cross the road.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
On 96.5 Wave FM, this is Jade and Damien's Thebel Ping Pong.
All right. You two are so damn competitive, and this game just takes things to a whole new level. So, Thebel Ping Pong. I present to you a topic. It's the best of three topics this morning. You then bounce that topic back and forward across the net until either someone repeats an answer, pauses too long, or drops a wrong answer. Then it's all tears. It's all baba.
Remind me, who won last time we played this? I can't remember.
I did.
No,
remember?
No.
We played on Friday, and I very clearly won.
I won.
No. You know.
It's the only reason I brought it up is because I know that I won.
There's no way you won
on
Friday.
You kept stuffing up. You kept repeating the things I was saying.
You reckon?
Yep. I know, so I'll get the audio.
I don't
later.
Think so. I think you're inaccurate there. But let's go again. Yeah, all right, because I'm serious. We're no
is
longer
only
friends.
A ping pong ball away. So
okay.
Three topics. Your first topic starts now.
Ooh. Who's going first?
We will give Jay the option of going first this time round.
Thank you.
Yeah, give her a chance.
Both ready?
Yep.
Girls' names. Go.
Louise.
Jade.
Cara.
Eileen.
Chelsea.
Mary.
Alani.
Sarah.
Arwen.
Beatrice.
Lulu.
Megan.
Judith.
Anya.
Michelle.
Kiki.
Lisa.
Fifi.
Hannah.
Rebecca.
Maria.
Roberto. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Rebecca may have become Roberto.
All right. Okay. No. Okay, wait. That was... I had a lapse of judgment
there. It's only the first round. It is the best of three with Wave FM.
I'm ready. Roberto.
Roberto, what was that?
Verbal ping pong. Okay, on to round two.
Okay.
Last week we had words used to describe your partner. This morning, words used to describe an ex.
Vice grips.
The devil.
The female dog.
Wait, you took way too long there.
I didn't want to say the word because it's nearly 8:30, and that's why I had to censor on the run.
No, come on. Okay, look.
Words used to describe your ex. Continue on.
Keep going.
The pain in the ass.
She who shall not be named.
The other one.
Voldemort.
The past.
Satan.
I said devil.
Yeah. So,
no, it's a, they're it's the a same thing.
But it's a different word.
Different word.
Jade.
Mate, you should lose from arguing so much.
I feel like this is twice in this one game.
Excuse
where you
me,
kinda...
when we went through terriers, you went fox terrier, bulldog terrier, just terrier week.
Look, Dino, sorry. I have to put in a complaint here. I have to put in a complaint. This is twice in this one game where, I don't know. Am I out of line here?
Yes, you are. You're ruining the match.
We'll bring it down to a decider. Final round. All right. All square, prickly pear. We're good to go.
All right.
Are you right to go, Damien?
Yeah, can you not interrupt the game, Damien? You are not the adjudicator. Dino is.
Can you keep the game going,
Jade? Is good to go. It's Jade's turn to go first.
Okay.
Your topic. Illawarra suburbs north of the Windang Bridge.
Oh, Primby.
Helensburgh.
Warrawong.
The Rule.
Ostermere.
Bulleye.
Colcliffe.
Wollongong.
Scarborough.
Fig Tree.
Fernhill.
Fairy Meadow.
Russellvale.
Oak Flats.
No.
Yes! In your face, Damien Leith.
It's a good Illawarra suburb. It's a cracker. It's a ripper. But it's south of the Windang
Bridge. Dino lives. Yeah, you've been there before.
Oh, jeez. My geography's not the greatest. All right. Hey, and by the way, that's the second time we've had is suburbs of the Illawarra. Well, when are we going to do counties of Ireland?
I don't know. But you live here now, Damien. This is your home. You need to know your home.
I'm going to concede defeat this time, but by default, it was just those topics that were definitely leaning in your direction. Girls' names, because you're a girl. Suburbs in the Illawarra, you would know that as well. Yeah, just saying. Yeah,
but you've got the most exes, so that was in your favour.
That's right.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.